This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A state lawmaker pled guilty for a DWAI yesterday in Broomfield. Democratic Representative Matt Gray was sentenced to 24 hours of community service and 1 year of probation for driving while ability impaired. Employees at his children's school called police earlier this year when Representative Gray smelled of alcohol and was stumbling when he arrived to pick them up. Gray has since decided not to seek re-election. Employees working at the 22 locations of the Office of the Colorado State Public Defender say they're being overworked and underpaid. That's led some workers to form the Defenders Union of Colorado. The union represents all employees, including non-attorney positions. Carly Hamilton is a deputy public defender in the Arapahoe office. She says improving working conditions will help clients get better representation.
Many of us are so overworked to fill in those gaps that we can't effectively advocate for our clients.
The union is forming under the local arm of the Communications Workers of America, which also has units for University of Colorado workers and Denver Public Library employees. During a Colorado visit yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the Democrats' new climate package will help save the Colorado River. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Pelosi spoke at NCAR, the Climate and Water Research Campus in Boulder. She was promoting the new Democratic law that includes several billion dollars to address Colorado River shortages. She said the money sets the stage for the feds to assist Western states in their responses.
It's not a question of what we tell them, it's how we listen to them as to what the best possible path is to go forward. But if we get a running start with some of the resources, we can see a clearer path, rather than just coming with nothing.
Recently, the Bureau of Reclamation told some lower basin states it'll reduce how much water they get from the river. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org and krcc.org.